I said Trump's Twitter. Trump's Twitter. Trump's tranny twit trits. Twits, trits, twits. So much for vocal warm-ups. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Trump's Twitter, Trump's tranny twit tricks. Trump's Twitter, Trump's tranny twit tricks. Trump's Twitter, Trump's tranny twit tricks. Sally sells seashells by the seashore while Trump's Twitter, Trump's tranny twit tricks. Trick tricks. Fuck, almost. Almost. Almost does not cut it. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass, though either Trump and Fear's cock has something to keep it company. You are wrong, or I am right. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Crowd goes wild as the great one has a sip of his martini. Oh shit. That was me launching the cruise missile of my intellect. I missed it. Oh well, shit. Life goes on, right? Yeah, it does. It really does. Happy whatever holiday this is. I'm sure that there's a bunch of stuff on sale. And if you're being exposed to commercials, they're telling you how you should go spend money today because, what is it? Is it Labor Day, Memorial Day, something day? It's spend money day. We don't. Okay, I'm back. Water bottle is filled up. Not exactly prepared. That was just going to be the test run to make sure the microphone was running, but I just said fuck it and decided to record. All right, let's get right back into this. Let's pick up where we left off. I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to back up a little bit in order to put everything in proper context. Here we go. Tyquan Morton. God damn it. See, I should have looked this person up first. Do I need to do this? Maybe I don't need to try looking this person up. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. Tyquan Morton, 23, works as an English teacher for Teach for America in Jacksonville, Florida. Tyquan has a unique perspective on the culture of whiteness that I was not aware of before I interviewed him. So now there's a culture of whiteness. I thought white people didn't have a culture. He says black people have the burden of having to act white in order to prosper in a white man's society. Now, we talked about this in the previous episode, but let me repeat myself, since that's most of what stating the obvious is me stating things that are obvious to anybody who's not completely fucking stupid, and thus in the process having to repeat myself. Okay, if you go to another country, to another culture, to another nation, in the sense of what the word nation means, not nation state, not country, not borders, nation, right? We've talked about this before when somebody asked in the comments what the fuck is a nation or something like that. We defined what a nation is. A nation is a group of people with similar heritage and beliefs and genetics that they have a shared background and shared culture, shared belief systems, all this other stuff. A nation has nothing to do with borders on a map or governments. Nothing to do with that. Okay? If you go to a different culture, to a different nation, yes, if you want to be successful, within that culture and that nation, you must adapt to become maybe not exactly like them, but you have to match up pretty fucking well. Otherwise, you're not going to be successful in their culture. For example, if white people went to Africa and wanted to be successful there, they would have to adapt themselves to African culture. Now, you don't see this happening because no white people want to go to Africa because they don't have flush toilets, and they think that you cure AIDS by having sex with 12-year-old virgins. So obviously the problem here is white people, because black people in the United States have to act white in order to be successful. What does that mean? Well, that means you have to shit in the bathroom into the toilet with the door closed instead of in the rivers like they do in India. It means that if you get HIV, you have to go to a doctor and get some treatment instead of raping a 12-year-old girl who's a virgin like they do in Africa. Yes, if you want to be successful in the United States, you have to act like people here. Not for long, though, because again, this is what the leftist and the social justice warriors, this is what's being destroyed, is white European culture. And I understand why. I mean, let's be honest. For a lot of people, it's difficult to use the toilet instead of just pooping on the ground. I hear email rolling in. The phone's in the other room, and I hear it going off. God, just leave me alone, people. It's Sunday. It's a three-day weekend. Go, will you people stop sending me emails and go fucking spend some money on something? Go buy something mass-produced by a corporation filled with social justice warriors that has a diversity board. Sale, sale, sale. It's our holiday sale. Come on down Monday and save 25% on shit you don't need. I really don't even know what fucking holiday. What holiday is it? Oh, it is Memorial Day. I have my Pink Floyd calendar over here. It's Memorial Day. All right. Quoting Tai Kwan, quote, "I care about education. I speak proper English. I have good grades. In black communities, all those things are attributed to being white. To some people, they're viewed as betraying my race. There are three ways of being black in America. You can reject everything that represents whiteness, school, money, status. Then you can straddle the lines of that, doing well in school and work, but not leaving your people behind. Then there are the people who just reject blackness completely and hang out with white people. And only hang out with white people." I missed the word only. Unquote. Not leaving your people behind. See, notice black people have your people. If a white person said something like, "Well, I don't want to leave my people behind," well, you're a white supremacist. You're a white nationalist. You're a racist. Why is everybody allowed to have their people except for white people? Why is everybody allowed to go on and on about their culture except for white people? And you cucks, you can pretend that all of these fucking mud people are not trying to drag us down and destroy our civilization because we have created the greatest civilizations. European white people and their descendants. We are superior. How else are we going to... Well, you're a white supremacist. Okay, fine. Who came up with flush toilets? Who came up with indoor plumbing? Who came up with electricity? Who came up with airplanes? Who came up with your fucking precious roads? Actually, China may have come up with roads, because I know ancient China had roads. There was the one emperor, I don't remember their names, but I remember one of the emperors standardized the length of the axle of wagons so that all the roads could be constructed of a standard size, so that you know, a wagon from one province or whatever they were called at the time, one part of China, could travel across China, and the roads would always be wide enough to accommodate that wagon. Once again, what was invented on the African continent? Please, pray tell me. Pray tell me. What? And you know what's really fascinating about this too? If you think about it, humans, to the extent of our knowledge, Homo sapiens sapiens, evolved on the African continent. That's where we first emerged. And from there, they spread around the world. But since Homo sapiens sapiens first came into existence, well, great one, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Die. Since Homo sapiens sapiens first emerged on the African continent and then spread, the humans on the African continent had a head start ahead of everyone else. They were there before there were any humans in Europe, North America, South America, Australia, the Orient. They were the first ones. They had the head start. And what have they accomplished? Oh my God, great. You are so, I am so racist. This is why we can't have a discussion. This is why I'm not interested in having a discussion. That's why, well, you're a white supremacist. Okay, fine. I'm not going to discuss this with you because we can't discuss it rationally because I just stated a fact. I stated the obvious. Humans existed in Africa first. Humans have been there longer than any place else on the planet Earth. Once again, tell me three things, any three things that were invented and created on the continent of Africa and spread to the rest of the world. Go. That's what I thought. Okay, HIV and Ebola do not count. I have spoken ad nauseum many years in the past about back when I lived in Houston, Texas, my friend Kenneth, who was a black man who wanted to do better. He went to school. He studied, he tried to get a good job, and we worked together at a manufacturing company. This is the very short version because we don't have time to, you know. And the other black people who worked there, yeah, I've seen it firsthand, the way they tried to drag him back down and the way they ridiculed him for being white and going to a white man's school. Right? And he bought this pickup that he saved up money for, and that pickup was his pride and joy because he worked for that. Like, he saved the money to get the down payment, and he was working and making his payments, and he loved that pickup. He was very proud of that pickup, and they smashed the mirror on his pickup because he was acting white. And when you look at a people's, a nation, a culture such as black culture, where when anybody tries to excel, when anybody tries to distinguish themselves, when anybody tries to become better, the other ones swarm around and beat him down? No, no, I'm sorry, but that is a culture that is inferior to European culture. That is inferior. That is, I will submit to you, it is objectively inferior. Any culture that tries to smash down the people who are trying to be better and rise themselves up in life is inferior to a culture in which people trying to be better and trying to rise themselves up in life is celebrated. Even if it's not celebrated, if it's just allowed. And this is why I've gone from one of those people who, if you were to subject yourself to listening to this podcast 10 years ago, you'd hear me whining about how oh, how racist the society is, and how black people are arrested more often than white people, and how racist the government is, and how black people need, and you hear me spitting all of this bullshit. So once again, when you tell me, oh, you're just racist, no. As with everything else, I've already been on the leftist side of this agenda. I was a social justice warrior before anyone knew what social justice warriors are. I've done all of this. I've thought all of this. I've had all these stupid ideas. I have already rejected this shit. I am so fucking far ahead of you people that you don't even see my dust. This is why you don't know that I'm out there, because my dust is settled by the time you get to where I've been.
Hey man, did you know global warming isn't real?
Yeah, I figured out global warming wasn't real well over 20 years ago. I figured that out back when I lived in Houston, which was, I've been here, God, I looked it up, I've been in Colorado over 20 years. So I mean, I figured out global warming was bullshit something like 26 years ago. I listen to people, they're on Twitter. Hey, did you know global warming is bullshit? Oh my God, did you read that on the internet? You people are so fucking one of these days, man, one of these days, they're going to look back and they're going to go, God damn, it's going to be like the year 2174. Somebody's going to find these podcasts. They're going to be like, God damn, this motherfucker was so far ahead. So fucking far ahead. Why did no one listen to him? They were too busy stabbing each other in the back and fucking voting for stupid, worthless politicians in their fucking democracy and going out and saving 25% on Memorial Day or Veterans Day or whatever the fuck day it is tomorrow. I've already forgotten because I don't care. Let's get back to Twai Kwan and his hatred for white people. Oh shit, I assumed his gender. Twai Kwan's experiences opened to me the reality that whiteness is also a cultural code of behaviors. Yeah, you know, like not having sex with 12-year-old virgins to cure AIDS and not raping women and, oh, I don't know, not selling other black people into slavery to those white people who landed on your coast and offered you some alcohol in exchange for some slaves. Yeah, whiteness. Yeah, it is, as you put it, sweetie, a cultural code of behaviors. And while blackness, too, is ultimately a fluid, culturally constructed identity, at the end of the day, it is still seen as a biological trait and fixed onto people with a certain skin color, regardless of what they do. Well, yes, because your skin color is a biological trait, and your actions don't change what color your skin is, because your skin is a function of your biology. Yes, it is. It is seen as a biological trait fixed onto people with certain color skin because it's a biological trait based on the color of your skin. Blackness means a lot of different things to Twai Kwan, but according to him, it's always viewed through a negative lens in the United States, no matter what kind of blackness is being personified. And of course, we know that black people being viewed in a negative lens, of course, has nothing to do with their behavior. Much like women, black people are not agents. Yes, I know you know this one black person, so do I. Okay, I just talked about him. His name is Kenneth, right? We're not talking about Kenneth. We're not talking about Walter Williams. We're not talking about Thomas Sowell. We're not talking about Alan Keyes. We're not talking about this very small percentage of black people who display agency, okay? This 1% of the black population does not nullify my point that the other 99% are a bunch of goddamn sheep. This also doesn't mean that 80% of white people aren't a bunch of goddamn sheep. Well, you're a racist, go fuck yourself. So again, I'm stating the obvious. 99% of black people vote Democrat. 99% of white people think white people are the reason they don't have any money. I know I do it. You probably do it too. If you listen, you're probably white if you listen to this podcast. Right? Think of how many, all the times that you and I, late at night, we go out of our house and we go up to some black guy's house and we sneak in and we steal all their money. And that's why they don't have any money. Because why? We're holding them down. And I know we don't have time to do it that often because we're busy. But fortunately, Donald Trump does that every single night. Donald Trump is like Santa Claus. Like Santa Claus can visit all the houses in the United States and give the kids presents. Donald Trump, every night, he goes to all the black people's houses and he takes their money. Once again, this is why I don't care about being called racist, and this is why I can genuinely tell you that I have gone from being a person who cared about black people living in poverty to a person who just doesn't give a shit because I'm sick of being blamed for your fucking poverty and your ignorance and your stupidity and your failure. I'm tired of it. I don't care about you people anymore. I used to. I don't anymore. As a group, are there individual black people that I care about? Yes. But as a group, as a whole, do I care? No, don't give a flying fuck. And you've done this. It's your behavior and your whining as a people, as a nation, that has turned me against you. So you can call me racist all you want. I don't fucking care. Because that fucking bus doesn't stop here. And that's your whole way of stopping the entire country. Yeah, well, whiteness and blah, blah, and racist and blah, 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 and social construct, blah. Don't give a shit. None of that fucking works on me. Over it. Done with it. And therein lies the problem with culture. Remember, this is from a book telling millennials how to change the world. Once again, you want to ask yourself, why are millennials all a bunch of goddamn failures? This is why. Because this is the shit that they walk around with in their brains all day long. This is the lens through which they view the world and which informs their actions and their interactions with other people. And therein lies the problem with cultural appropriation. A widespread phenomenon in which white people freely adopt the very cultural trends of marginalized populations that minorities are so often discredited for. Once again, we're not talking about the cultural appropriation of all of the non-white people in white countries who are appropriating our culture, which they claim we don't have. You're using our language. You're driving on our roads, you're watching our TV shows, you're enjoying all the benefits of living here. You're culturally appropriating a lot of shit. I mean, logic and reasoning, white people came up with that. We wear Native American headdresses during Halloween when indigenous peoples have been chased out of their lands by the government that you can't live without, because who would build roads, right?
The Indians, they're
not indigenous peoples, they're Indians. The Indians were exterminated and put into reservations by the government. You know, the government that you can't live without. The government, the same government that you think gives you a right to an abortion. Isn't it amazing how these people love the government? But when the government does all these evil things, they want to pretend, oh, white people did that. No, the government did that. And prevented from practicing their traditions. We sport cornrows that are called fashionable. No, they're not called fashionable, they're called retarded. They make you look like an idiot. When the African Americans with this hairstyle are told it's unprofessional. Well, it is unprofessional. It doesn't matter who has corn rolls in their hair. You look like an idiot. Give a flying fuck what color you are. We attempt to cleanse our souls by placing little Buddha sculptures all over our bedrooms. That would be almost exclusively leftist doing that. If you go in someone's house, and this is, once again, I have studied Buddhism. I've read books on Buddhism. I think there's a lot of great value in Buddhism. I've talked about Buddhism on this podcast in the past. I've gone into detail about Buddhism. I've done speeches on Buddhism. I think Buddhism has many great things to teach us. I do not have any Buddha statues in my house. Supergirl statues, yes, because that's white culture. Buddha statues? No. You go in someone's house, they have a statue of Buddha? Leftist. I am so sure of this. I would bet you if you and I could get together and we randomly went to enough houses that we eventually found 30 houses that had Buddha statues in them, I will bet you $1,000 28 out of 30 houses with Buddha statues are inhabited by leftists. Republicans do not have Buddha statues. Furthermore, what about all the black people who go to Christian churches? How's your cultural appropriation hanging out there, motherfucker? Every time a black person shits in a toilet, cultural appropriation. If you go to a doctor instead of a fucking medicine voodoo man, cultural appropriation. And of course, every time a black man fucks a white woman, cultural appropriation. Getting welfare? Cultural appropriation. Black people, I shouldn't say that. Black countries probably do have welfare, but God knows white people pioneered. White people pioneered welfare. I'm sure there's a lot of white people who think that's great. Those are stupidest things ever, right up there with democracy. We pioneered welfare. Oh my God. Fucking stupid ass white people. Remember, just because I'm sitting here ripping on black people doesn't mean white people are not without flaws. Oh my God, no. We attempt to cleanse our souls by placing little Buddha sculptures all over our bedrooms. Meanwhile, the Buddhist mindfulness and meditation practices that we have transformed into a profitable industry for our own consumption is too expensive for the average immigrant. Okay, also though, is the average immigrant, first of all, in need of paying money to meditate? And second of all, are they actually that stupid? Once again, here we go. The Buddhist meditation retreats. It's only fucking white people that are dumb enough to pay a large amount of money to go to a place and then sit down and meditate in silence. You can do that at home for free. Only, listen to me, only white people, leftist white people mostly, are dumb enough to pay money to go to a meditation retreat. People from Buddhist countries know how to meditate in their fucking living room. This woman, I use the term woman loosely when referring to in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher, is fucking clueless and stupid. Once again, living proof that just because you're white doesn't mean you're right. Okay? When we're lining up people to be exterminated, she needs to be at the head of the line. I will say this, I'm probably the only white nationalist who wants to kill 80% of white people. Why are we so attracted to these other cultures? Who's we? I'm not attracted to any of these cultures. What are you talking about? I'm not attracted to these cultures. I want them to go do their culture on another part of the planet. I have zero attraction to any of these cultures. You're the one who's attracted to these cultures because you want to come in and virtue signal how much you care about them in order to use these people and manipulate them and turn them into tools through which you can feel good about yourself and through which you can get attention and through which you can fool other people into thinking you're a good person. Why are we, the royal we, so attracted to these other cultures? Despite not wanting to hear what life is like for marginalized people. Yeah, I don't want to hear about how you got into college because of affirmative action. And I don't want to hear all your whining about how whitey is responsible for your problems. And I don't want to hear you talking about how you can't get a job because you're black. And of course, it has nothing to do with the fact that you have no skill set. No, I don't want to hear about what life is like for marginalized people. I don't. I have no interest in hearing that. I grew out of that years ago. We still seem to deeply crave connection to the cultures that white supremacy actively oppresses. See, white supremacy is actively oppressing all the other cultures on Earth. Here's a question. If we're not better than you, how can we oppress you? The African continent. How is it that white people in North America, watching shitty-ass watching Game of Fucking Thrones and spending money on Veterans Day or Memorial Day, spending money on Memorial Day and watching Game of Thrones, how exactly can that oppress black people in Africa unless, of course, we have to be better than them? And if all these minorities in the United States are so be oppressed by white culture, once again, why don't you get the fuck out? This is what everybody says to the libertarians and the anarchist, right?
Well, if you don't like it here in the United States, if you don't like the, you can get out.
How come no one ever says that to the fucking mud people? Oh, whitey is holding me down. Well, get out. It's perfectly... Oh, wait! I know why you can say that to anarchists and libertarians, because anarchists and libertarians are white. But see, you can't say that to black people because they're black, not white. So you have to treat them differently than you treat white people. And you have to treat them differently than the way you treat white people because they're equal to white people. And so that's why you have to treat them differently. Wait. If you have to treat them differently... because they're equal, huh? Why, that just doesn't seem to make any sense. I wonder if we have to treat them differently because they're different. There's a difference between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. Perhaps the better of us adopt customs from other cultures to connect with the depth of self, community, and spirituality we're missing in our whiteness. Right, because white people have been told they're shit, white people have had their communities destroyed, white people have certainly had their religion attacked and destroyed. And so now she's putting, well, maybe we have to adopt customs from other cultures to connect with things that are missing in our whiteness. Well, yes, Because our white culture, our white spirituality, our white connections with each other are all constantly being destroyed by the fucking state, by the government that you people love so fucking much because there wouldn't be any roads without it. Every time I hear a fucking white nationalist talking about how great the government is, like, are you fucking blind to the fact that a huge amount, not all of it, goddammit, shut up, but a huge amount of the destruction of white destruction. The fuck kind of word is that? Destruction of white culture is being perpetuated, spearheaded, financed, and enforced by the fucking government that you're so goddamn in love with.
Well, when we just get a national socialist government, everything will be okay.
Fuck you. Your national socialist government will last about 17 fucking minutes. And then the leftist will take it over because you don't have the balls to eliminate voting, and you don't have the balls to tell women they can't vote, and you don't have the balls to tell non-white people they can't vote. Your national socialist government is going to fucking fail. Actually, it's not, because it's never going to come into existence. I actually think it's a way some of us are saying, however misplaced the sentiment, quote, I appreciate this and I want to learn from it. I want to learn from you, unquote. No, I do not want to learn from any mud people. Not interested. Other than Buddhism, no, nothing I need to learn from anybody else on the fucking planet. Perfectly good where I'm at. And because I know there's going to be some stupid people listening to this, I'm not saying the other cultures are of no value. I'm saying they're of no value to me. Just as my culture, right, spending money tomorrow on Memorial Day, that is a cultural aspect of whiteness. It's one that needs to go away, in my opinion, okay, but that is a cultural aspect of European-descended white people in the United States of America. People in other countries should not give a fuck about that. I don't want our culture to be important to people on the African continent or the Asian continent. I want people in India sitting around going, oh, I wonder what the white people are doing tomorrow. We should do that too. No, you should do whatever the fuck your culture and your heritage and your nationality and your community and your beliefs tell you you should fucking do. What we do over here, none of your goddamn concern. It's not, it doesn't matter to you. So take off the dream catcher earrings. Once again, you see somebody wearing dream catcher earrings, I promise you that's a leftist. There are no Republicans walking around with dream catcher earrings. So take off your dream catcher earrings. Acknowledge your white privilege instead of entertaining your white fragility. And be humble. And listen to a minority who is open and willing to educate you. I cannot be educated by people who shit in streets and fuck virgins to cure AIDS, okay? I cannot be educated by people who accuse people of wanting to get an education and a better job of being white. I am not capable of being educated by people who blame all of their problems on other people based on the color of their skin, Nazis and Jews, right? No, I cannot be educated by you people. Isn't it fascinating? Nazis said all of our problems are because of the Jews. Black people, all of our problems are because of white people. Gee, same fucking concept, isn't it? Sit around, blame other people for your problems based on the color of their skin, based on their nationality, based on their genetic heritage. Yes, Jew is a fucking race. First step, admit that we're all racist. Millennials get triggered easily by any kind of pejorative referring to our identity. These days, everyone's triggered by everyone. We're even triggered by the word trigger. Yeah, it's because you're a bunch of goddamn sissies. It can get a little extreme, but I think it's a sign of progress that millennials are demanding safety in the moments when people from previous generations would have swallowed their pride and internalized someone's projections. I'm not even sure what the fuck that means. It's a sign of progress that millennials are demanding safe spaces. See, this is a sign of progress that millennials are fragile and get their feelings hurt. We need places where we can be whoever we choose to be and rock out the identities that are inexorably linked to our history, biology. Hold on, I thought biology wasn't real. I love how we go back and forth between biology is this weird social construct, and now all of a sudden we're gonna rock out our identities that are inexorably linked to our biology. Well, I thought biology was a social construct. And personal preferences without having to deal with intimidation and uneducated judgments. See, once again, if you disagree with an SJW, you're uneducated. I love how they just throw that out as this insult. You're uneducated. Okay, if you mean that I didn't go to college and get indoctrinated with bullshit, yes, and thank you for the compliment. You're right, I am, in the sense you're using it, uneducated. That's why I'm not stupid, right? That's why the tagline for the College Kid Cast is some things are so stupid you have to go to college to believe them. For example, race is a social construct. That's something you can only believe that if you have gone to college. It's that fucking stupid. You have to have a college indoctrination to believe something that goddamn dumb. Oh my God, this sentence goes on forever. Okay, let's see if we can get through this. We need places where we can be whoever we choose to be and rock out the identities that are inexorably linked to our history, biology, and personal preferences without having to deal with intimidation and uneducated judgments imposed upon us that strip us of our humanity in school, at home, or in the workplace. When we are not accepted, we will get political about it. Some of us even make our identities about our politics. Yes, you do. And yeah, whenever you get offended, what do? You turn to politics. You attempt to make whatever offended you illegal because you're a fucking snowflake. Because you cannot handle being fucking questioned, disagreed with, ridiculed. Things that people before you just dealt with. My entire life is filled with being surrounded by people and messages that I disagree with and find offensive. And yet somehow I managed to soldier on and go to fucking work every day and pay my fucking taxes so you can get your fucking welfare. Somehow I managed to do it. Oh, that's right. I have a ball sack. I'm white. I forgot, I'm white. I'm heterosexual. Oh, fucking Christ. Do you people really not understand why you are despised? I mean, do you? Do you really not get it? God, this incessant whining that you need this climate-controlled hothouse for your emotions. So that you can blossom into what you think is this beautiful, wonderful, intelligent, compassionate, enlightened being. You're not, you're just a parasite. And like a parasite, you do need the right environment in order to survive, right? If you take parasites and you take them out of whatever they're parasiting, the human body or a dog's body or whatever, when you take a tapeworm and you remove it from the intestinal tract, the tapeworm dies. Now, somebody's going to say, actually, great one, they don't. They can survive out. And they probably can, so fuck you. All right, I didn't do research on tapeworms. But this is why millennials need the safe spaces. They are parasites that can only exist within the body of the host they are parasiting off of. But ultimately, we have to do more than correcting someone's language or walking away when faced with triggers. Okay, the fact that it's not that you have to do more than correcting someone's language, you shouldn't be correcting anybody's language. It's not up to you to correct other people's language. The fact that you think, and once again, it's like, yeah, you can correct someone's language if you want, and if you get the shit slapped out of you, then too bad. If you get fired, if you get rejected, too bad. We also need to understand that just because an emotion is activated in us doesn't mean we're physically unsafe, unwanted. No, you are unwanted. You are absolutely unwanted. You are completely fucking unwanted. Whether you're feeling triggered or not, I am telling you, you are unwanted. Parasites are unwanted. Nobody wants parasites. Unless they're parasitical in a symbiotic fashion. But you people are not parasitical in a symbiotic way. Leftist social justice warrior millennials are not symbiotically parasitical. And I guess if you're symbiotic, I guess you're technically not a parasite. I think, could be wrong, I didn't look these words up, I think the term parasite denotes that it is a two-way relationship, whereas I think the word symbiote denotes, by definition, that it is a two-way relationship, that there's give and take between the both. So the host benefits, the parasite benefits, they benefit each other, therefore that is symbiotic. Okay, you people are not symbiotic, you are parasitical. If all these millennial social justice warriors died tomorrow, no one would notice other than the stench as the body started to rot. I mean, it would not affect the functioning of the infrastructure. It would not affect farming, electricity, transportation, air flights, right? Nothing of importance would be affected. Yes, Facebook would crash. That's why I said nothing of importance would be affected. Okay. We also need to understand that just because an emotion is activated in us doesn't mean we are physically unsafe, unwanted, or that the other person deliberately said something offensive. Many times, it's just that damn ego that's getting jabbed and all of our psycho-emotional baggage that attaches to it. First and foremost, we have to stop the war within ourselves and stop burning every bridge that could help us access a different world away from the safety of our own in-group. That is actually surprisingly good advice, but I don't think most millennials are capable of doing that because you're too fucking fragile. We also need tools to talk about these kinds of trauma. No, you need to recognize that someone disagreeing with you is not trauma. It's called being alive. This notion you fucking tards have that you're supposed to go through life and no one is ever supposed to disagree with you. You got to get over, well, you don't. You don't got to do a fucking thing. Never, I was going to say you got to get over, you don't. You don't have to get over this because you can't get over it. You don't have to do anything. And this is why you're despised, because you'll walk through life just shocked and stunned that someone has an opinion different than yours. And you can't cope with it. Once again, I am surrounded. There are, 7 billion people on the planet Earth that have different opinions than I do. And yet, somehow, I manage to not fucking spend my life sitting in the corner, huddled up in a ball, crying on myself. Somehow, I manage to go out and ask 18-year-old high school girls if they want to go out on a date. Poor girl's probably traumatized. She's in a corner crying right now. We also need to talk about these kinds of trauma. We need to open ourselves to conversations with others who express ignorant views so that we can take organized, deliberate actions to ensure that these histories of oppression and genocide never repeat themselves unless genocide and oppression is aimed at white people. See, once again, if you disagree with them, notice the line, we got to open ourselves to conversations with these others who express ignorant views. Because if you disagree with a left-wing statist, social justice warrior, millennial piece of shit, see, you're ignorant. There's just this assumption that, oh, anytime an SJW leftist millennial is triggered, it's because the other person is ignorant. Notice how in all of this, the possibility that the triggered millennial might be wrong is never introduced. See, the people who triggered the millennial, well, they're ignorant. And the millennial needs to learn how to power through being triggered so that they can educate these ignorant people and prevent oppression and genocide from ever happening again. Because that's how powerful you millennials are, is you can stop oppression and genocide from ever happening again. Racism is still prevalent in the United States. African Americans face incarceration more than any other race. Of course, it has nothing to do with them committing crimes, of course. See, white people, we just love to go out and put black people in jail just for the fuck of it. I mean, I know I do it. I do it all the time. Fuck, last week I arrested 13 black people just because I felt like it. Put them in jail. They're still in there. The taxpayers are paying for that shit. We do that just for fun. It's not like black people commit crimes or anything. Well, those are white people's crimes. Okay, go back to Africa. There ain't no white people crimes over there because white people don't make the laws. Oh, but there's also no welfare or flush toilets or electricity or supermarkets is the word I'm trying to say. And there ain't no fucking roads. And there's also not a bunch of virtue-signaling white people who will kiss your ass just for being black because they're so desperate to prove to everyone how compassionate and wonderful they are. You don't have that in Africa. All right. Well, we made it through two more pages. God, this is going to be the longest series yet.